Okay.
Do not put that in the open.
Probably too late.
Well, it's not going in the open.
Welcome to the Gio and Jones After Party on Play.it. Here are Andrew Bogish, Mike Basiglia, and Pete Bellotti. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud.
Show me what you do now. Hello again, it is the Gio and Jones After Party for a brand new week here in May. The three of us that are not Gio or Jones of the Gio and Jones radio program, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, cbssportsradio.com, and radio.com. app, the radio.com app. We continue to plug those two gentlemen, even though they want no part of us and the show, but we're nice people and professionals and friends, so we will do and say and all the pertinent things.
I think that's become even more so as we move along. I think as the podcasts grow, the less and less they want to be a part of it.
Yeah, despite the amazing things we're accomplishing on a week-to-week basis and all the publicity and the news that we break and the content that we create.
Content is
it's cash. I know. And despite all of that, the love from Greg and Brian is not where it should be. So I'm Andrew. That's Pete. He's Mike, hanging out with you as always. And we are going to, I think for the first time ever... That's my breaking news, big dramatic reveal sound effect.
That was solid.
We're going to break news on the show. Well, the weird thing is that we're technically breaking it to ourselves, and we already know what the news is. Well, actually, not Pete.
I kind of know, but...
By the time
the podcast came out today, it would be breaking
news.
Well,
that's... we could do that today, actually.
Can you call somebody at Bogus?
I guess
at
we
the
could.
Plate?
It could be turned around like that. I could ask somebody from the very vast Bogus at the Plate staff to help us out here. But I think we can handle it ourselves if we just walk back in the room and hit edit and then send, and we could do this. So maybe you are going to hear this news first.
Okay, we'll put it together today.
Yeah, or maybe you're going to hear it live on the radio Friday morning, or you already have heard it by the time you get to us. But Friday this week on the show was supposed to end with our first ever endeavor into a live sporting event on Gio and Jones. We were going to hold the very first Gio and Jones Derby. A very simple construction, fat guy with little guy on his back versus fat guy with little guy on his back in a race.
Simple concept.
Very simple concept. For 2 days, we planned, we plotted. On Thursday morning, saw Mike and Greg walking the halls with our supreme boss, Eric Spitz, looking for the actual track for the race around our floor. And then all of a sudden, on Thursday around lunchtime, what happened, Mike Basiglia?
Got a phone call, not going to name names here, that we cannot have the Gio and Jones Derby.
Cannot have the Gio and Jones Derby. You heard it here first. Mike, back
no
to you.
No Gio and Jones Derby because it is a liability with some of the unhealthier folk that would be participating in the Derby.
So the concern is someone could get injured and or die during the making of the inaugural Gio and Jones Derby?
Yes.
Okay. Pete, your thoughts? Well said, Pete. Any more thoughts, Pete? Grunts, noises, sighs?
He's taking his cords, his headphone.
Is he leaving?
He might be trying to kill himself.
It's okay. It's not that, it's sad, but it's not that sad.
He took off his headphones.
He did.
He's going to yell. Maybe he doesn't want to hurt himself. Here we go. When it goes, it's going to go.
If only this was filmed like Bogus at the Plate and you could watch Pete struggle for the right way to start this epic rant that's coming soon. It's building. It's bubbling. Still not there yet.
Like he needs a sponsor. Any stress relievers?
To say I'm ever surprised anymore is far from the truth. Far from the truth. Everyone was excited. Everyone was into it. And then that happens. What do these people do now?
Which people, Pete?
Everybody involved.
My assumption is they go about their Friday like they normally would have.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Please do.
This normal Friday mm-hmm. would have been much better if everyone had a smile on their face and had a good time.
Right.
With our first annual mm-hmm. Geo and Jones mm-hmm. race.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is for businesses to make sure everyone is safe.
Especially the unhealthy ones.
Correct. I am surprised by this. I will not lie. I am very surprised by this. And it's unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate that we cannot ring in the Kentucky Derby with our own Derby of our own. It's very disappointing. And to be honest, I really don't know what else to say about it.
I can't stress enough that that was real emotion from Pete. That was real frustration and disappointment and angst. In no way was that put on for the microphone.
I mean, look.
And I don't normally wish that people could see Pete, but you should have been able to see Pete do that.
I don't know. I think
headphones going back.
I think with how hard we worked on it the whole week, I think that's part of my frustration. But I'm not saying I don't understand. It's just frustrating.
Out of the two four technically mm-hmm. that would have had to.
They're all four people
that would have had to have signed this waiver. Mm-hmm. Who do you think realistically had the greatest chance of
none
coping?
Of what?
Getting injured?
Nobody.
If I had to pick somebody, it probably would have been Zach Martin, one of our very key audio production people here, because he's already actually injured.
Yeah.
He's dealing with the gout.
Break some more news about him as well. We just found out in the newsroom. Did not have his cast on.
Yes, he took his gout-riddled foot out of its support brace begin preparations for the race
on
Friday.
He was really into it.
Yeah.
He really was into it.
He
came on the air. He was excited to have a partner in Hector, and he was excited as well.
We should still make Hector come in at 5 in the morning and not tell him.
That's what Zach wanted to do.
That
is what Zach
idea.
Wanted. I'll take care of telling Hector. And you're like, nah, maybe I should just tell him. So, yeah, there's no derby. There has been no derby, depending on when you're listening to this. And Pete is crestfallen, to say the least. Mike's actually relieved. It's less prep work for Mike.
Yeah, but I'm disappointed.
Yeah, it would have been fun.
The only thing,
it would have been one more hour at work here, big deal. It would have been a lot of fun.
But the only thing that would have been bad about doing it tomorrow would be
no Brian.
That there's no Brian and you're not here.
And I'm not here. Yeah.
So, I mean.
That's true. But our backups. I mean, Mundo's.
Yeah.
It would have
created a lot of good content. And you know what I say about content
mm-hmm.
and controversy.
I wonder how Peter Schwartz will take it tomorrow morning when I have to tell him.
Well, here's my, here's a follow-up question that you should ask, or maybe Greg will ask. This is just the first leg of the Triple Crown. There's still the Preakness, and then there's, of course, the Belmont and Queens to close things out.
I don't think they'll be allowed for the different race.
Well, why don't we ask if the lawyers, when they have a free minute, will actually draft a liability, and if Zach and Peter in particular are okay with signing it and relieving CBS of all responsibilities, were they to get injured and or die, that everything, everybody
your,
would
I
go
hear
forward
your
with
your idea,
mm-hmm.
but I've also been trying to get a song on
right.
that was created through lawyers
right.
from the same guy that created the Thursday Night Football song.
Right, created just for us specifically.
Just for us specifically, and that didn't go through, so
yeah.
I don't have any motivation to approach that.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast, that song.
Well,
yeah.
Made for
what
us.
About if you do it off-site?
Well, this would have been outside, actually. It would have been on the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Even outside?
The space. There just wasn't enough space.
No, but even right. even outside, that's a liability?
I think you're doing it for the show, so yeah, probably, yeah.
So work. Even if we did it off-site?
I mean, maybe if we all get together on Saturday and
but
ride each other.
Who's going to get off-site? Who's going to?
That's the point.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
Right. I don't know.
As much as I wanted to see Hector ride Zach, I mean, I'm not going
mean, really?
To I'm not going to do it on my day off.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I'll.
That's
maybe,
true. Very true.
I mean, I'll watch. you know, I'll watch them ride them before work, but I'm not going to do it outside of work.
Right. I mean, you already be here, so it's not that big of a deal.
You're
not coming
so
in early.
You know, I don't care. I'll come early.
Or if it was on a video that you could watch at your leisure at home, you would watch that too.
Yeah, I think we could all get off watching that. Yeah. Great.
Not me. I don't get off watching men ride each other. Around the room.
And a large man and a small man.
I don't. I'm answering the statement.
I do not get off watching men ride around the room.
I don't.
We would have put it on Twitter and Facebook.
You were going to learn how to use YouTube today.
Yeah.
The only thing, here's the thought about it. I think what adds to it is that it's for the show, and with these men riding around the room, you have commentary. You have the ability to enhance the product with our brand of humor, which I think adds to it.
Of course.
So, but if you said to me, "Hey, Zach and Hector are gonna ride each other around the room for I don't know 5 minutes without any of that stuff," I mean,
right? I mean, Hector was excited to ride him. I know he was yesterday. In studio, he jumped on his shoulders, and Zach was bouncing him up and down a little bit.
They were thoroughly into it.
They were. They were scouting out locations to practice. Mm-hmm. Drunken High Joe won't stop texting me.
Yeah, how's that going, Mike?
Not well. He says that he smokes weed with a famous NBA player.
Okay. I'm not surprised.
Who I want to try to book as a guest. I won't say who it is,
right?
But I think he'd be a great guest this time of year.
But you believe him? That's the question.
I kind of do.
Why do you believe him?
Because he's drunk and high, Joe. And the guy that he says he's hanging out with is believable to be doing that with anybody.
Yeah, but come on. Anyone could say that.
I know because this is drunk and high, Joe. He comes from money.
Right, but didn't you hear him on the Thursday show? He sounded the worst he's ever sounded. You were going to believe him in that statement? I don't believe it.
I don't know why, but part of me believes that he actually does have his contact.
No, I believe it 100%. I didn't even hesitate to think that he'd...
I don't. I think he's full of garbage, too.
They have a state in common. I believe they have their affection for marijuana in common.
Now, Pete does not like Drunken High Joe.
No.
You don't like when he goes on the air.
Because he's irritating to my ears. Because I have to listen extra carefully.
No. Let's not even go that route. Not from a standpoint of you have to be a little more vigilant on the board and pay attention.
Yes.
Because if he does slip, you have to dump.
And it's hard to understand
him. From a listener standpoint.
Look,
as a consumer of radio.
Look, I think there's times where he's very entertaining. I also think there's times where... Okay, time to go to bed. You know? But that's just me. I mean, you know.
I understand.
But there are parts where he's entertaining, you know? But then there's times where I'm like, all right, okay, let's hear Andrew's update.
He did sound today bad.
Today made me nervous.
Like, he sounded extra slow.
Yeah. When he first started to speak and he, like, just couldn't put sounds together to make a word, that made me nervous. That
made
me sad.
When I screened him, I put on the screener for Greg a note that he's a little more out of it for his reference, like if he didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that wasn't good. And then Greg asked, you know, should we stop bringing him on? And clearly, I mean, having fun with the fact that his life right now is in a really, really bad way. And the more I thought about it, we probably should.
I just don't understand how he's always drunk and high.
Well, because he's sitting on...
Yeah, but how could you do... So I guess when we don't hear from him, he's just sleeping?
You know, where he's, you know...
But don't you have to be distracted
by something else
in the day?
I don't think so, no.
I mean, you must just be... You must be so depressed then.
Yeah. Well, you're trying not to feel depressed.
That's the thing. I mean, one other thing about it is I feel that there's a lot of things there. And there's a lot of hurt and a lot of that. And... I think if you keep egging him on, it might be detrimental to him.
The only thing is though, he's not doing those things for our benefit, and whether or not we take his call, he's going to continue doing it. I don't think we have any bearing on the way he's living his life.
He does love. He loves the show. He really does. He really loves the show, and I think listening to Gio and Jones helps him.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Right. I think it's an escape for him.
I don't think he knows where he is when he calls us.
No, I think he does.
I don't know. I just.
I think he's numbing the pain of his life, but he knows where he's calling.
He can dial 10 numbers in a row to get to us.
That's he's been texting me nonstop. He loves the show.
Why did
Everything
you
is
even
just how
give
great
him,
the show is,
why
how
did you
much
even,
he enjoys it.
Why did you even give him your phone number?
Because he tried to track him down that day when we hadn't heard from him for a while,
yeah,
and I wanted to make sure he was okay.
Oh.
And I want him, yeah, I guess that's the reason.
Right.
I don't know. I have all these idiots' numbers. Sorry. I have all these guys' numbers in my phone book. Darius, Tratis, all these schmucks.
Right.
I love them.
How,
They're the lifeline of this show, though. They're the best part of the show.
What does Mrs. Beseglia think when you're at dinner, you're getting a text from Drunken High Joe?
I didn't tell her yesterday I was getting Drunken High Joe texts.
But she had to see the phone
Maybe
blow
I
up,
did
right?
Tell her. I don't remember.
She has to see the phone blow up, right?
Yeah.
Is he in your phone as Drunken High Joe?
Yeah, he has two phones. So I have him as Drunken High Joe iPhone.
Okay.
And then Drunken High Joe regular.
Interesting.
You want his number?
I'm okay, actually, without it. I'll just, if you need to get him a message, I will go through you.
I'll give you Samter's number to get to him. Maybe he wants to talk to Mike Samter.
I don't think he listens to Tiki and Tierney, so I don't think he's going to want to
get
do
a message
that.
For you, Pete.
Message for me.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mikey B, tell Pete that I met every legend in the wrestling business. The Rock, Bret Hart, HBK, and Stone Cold.
I'm sure he has.
Who's
Mikey
HBK?
B, do you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
I'm sure he's met all of them.
And are those coherent texts? I mean, are they
yes,
think spelled
more
correctly?
More than fine. Better than I can text.
Wow.
I'm not kidding.
Which is not saying a lot.
Not saying a lot, but saying enough.
But, yeah, just enough. I get your point. Enough. Good for him.
And
bad
he
for
also
you.
Wants to see if he can be hooked up with Katie Lynn Endall.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no on that.
No, I didn't respond.
Yeah, probably not our place to be making those kind of love connections.
No, not at all.
And, yeah, and plus, Pete's first.
I'm not first.
Come on. The wrestling connection.
Stop.
SummerSlam, baby.
It's in Barclays Center. Brooklyn.
Make sure you hit send.
Well.
On those text messages this time.
Well, there's something wrong with her direct messages, I think. Because I tried direct messenger yesterday. Again.
Didn't work.
And didn't work. Now, the Twitter works, but direct messages wasn't working.
Does she follow you?
She follows me, yes.
And you follow her,
work.
Obviously.
Yeah, it should
shouldn't
work.
Be a problem.
I don't know what it is, so I'll have to investigate. Hmm. But it was very nice having her in studio again. Now, she has a lot of, there's a lot of gadgets she brings in and works with, and it's really fascinating, the whole thing. And always brings gifts.
What did you get yesterday, Pete?
I got some WrestleMania paraphernalia, a hat, which I have somewhere. I think it's on my desk. A hat and a DVD, a bag, and that speaker thing you guys got.
Which one did you get? The same one as me?
I believe so.
Did you set it up?
I haven't set it up yet.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Set it up yesterday for my dance party. Super cool.
His dance party. Bogus.
Yeah, which I was going to bring up on the podcast today. Mike was, when we were opening up our portable wireless speakers, Mike revealed that he was going to use his for his almost daily dance parties because our little Mikey likes to unwind Pete by going home and throwing on some fresh new beats and dancing around his apartment.
Mm-hmm. I got that from my mom.
Okay.
You and your mom used to have dance parties?
Hey, look.
No, but I know that she would always, like for exercise, dance around the house.
This is what I, you know, any way you could unwind is fine.
There's also a bottle of vodka involved.
Right. Mm.
And steps are steps.
That's true. Steps
are steps,
and I take advantage of that.
I thought you'd have more fun with this. You're gonna just say good job, Mikey. Have your fun.
Yeah, I think that's fine. He's unwinding. You know,
the idea
it,
of him
way.
Bouncing around to the new Justin Bieber song in his apartment is fine with you.
I use old Bieber too.
Look,
whole catalog.
It's ways to work out. You know,
yeah,
and relieve stress.
I was telling Pete this about like if you go to weddings and stuff. I think I told you this. When you're on the dance floor, you'd be shocked how many steps.
Oh yeah, but
it's crazy.
Well, just the energy. It gives you a lot of energy doing that stuff.
You got to get you a Fitbit there, Bogart.
Yeah, Bogart, you got to get involved.
I think I just need to walk.
Yeah, but it'll motivate you to get more steps.
I disagree.
I bet you if you put a Fitbit on for Abby's birthday coming up this weekend, that you will see that you probably have 10,000 steps within an hour.
Within an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is your daughter's birthday today?
Happy
today,
birthday.
Today, May 5th is her birthday.
Happy birthday.
The party's on Saturday.
Oh, that's right, not invited.
No, you're, people that have kids are invited or that are blood relatives. That's it. So get a kid or somehow become my cousin and you're in.
Okay.
Or if we were able to somehow lose people off the current guest list and we had some openings.
Backups.
Then you're the first people in.
Reserve list.
But right now we are Mac. Yeah, well, he has kids, so he's in.
Is he really?
No.
I was going to say, we got to go through with the Gio and Jones derby.
Yeah, we'll do it at my house.
I'm telling you.
We can do it at my house.
Yeah.
I'll sign that waiver.
That's unbelievable. I still can't get over that. But I'm going to restate this. I can understand it, but I can't believe that is actually happening, that we're not doing this race. And we built up to this race. We started midweek and built up to this race.
I'm just hopping on Schwartz's fucking shoulders tomorrow regardless.
Good job with that.
Is that it?
I'm just going to jump on his shoulders.
All right. You should.
Nothing can stop
Good times.
Me.
You're a big boy.
Yeah.
What do we need to do?
Just going to sneak up from behind him during Ask Amy Anything. I'm not going to see it happening.
Is that happening? Oh, it is
Friday,
right?
Tomorrow.
I don't know. What day is Ask Amy Anything?
I think it's Monday.
Is it?
Or Wednesday. One of those days.
Is it that recurring?
Weekly segment, I believe.
We could probably trick Brian into saying it did happen somehow.
Yeah.
But it never did.
Well, there was one point that we had thought that Brian was not even paying attention to your update. And I dropped that in your ear. I thought you were going to slide in with a fake story.
I'm not that clever.
I think you should eventually.
I couldn't do it on the fly.
Have like a backup story ready.
I feel like we did it one time. Oh, no. Mike plants things in a rundown that are not real.
Right.
How about Brian actually upset at me about the Facebook video?
Yeah, so the daily Facebook videos that we do with Brian to preview the show coming up, he, because he has no soul, put a T-shirt of his yoga company behind him so they would be there in the shot for like free 2 minutes of advertising. And Mike started to do videos that didn't have the shirt in the shot.
Just one.
Well, right. Well, you're starting to do it.
It's
and
clever.
I said, you know, how long does it take him to like call you on it? Because it's going to sound petty for him to do it. And he did it the first day.
In the middle of the show.
Right, before we had a chance to even, like, set up the actual goof on him. He wasted no time, and in no way, like, did he couch it or, like, do a delicate. He was like, fool, the shirt's there for a reason, and it's not in your shot.
Yeah. But what amazes me is he thinks I did not put the shirt in the shot by accident. Like, he has to know what I'm doing. I know he doesn't think I'm intelligent, and that's fine. But he has to know I'm messing.
Maybe not.
But he's in a zone.
Or
maybe
like
not.
Today, when the Facebook video is upside down. I mean, it was upside down.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can have it sideways, and you can have it shift mid-video if you cock your wrist and move it. To have it upside down is impossible. You need to somehow alter the video. I have an app that flips it upside down. But if you take a video and you turn your phone around, it will turn with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the problem is he just will give you no credit.
Nothing.
Even for anything better than you just doing something foolish. That's always going to be his default reaction, that
right.
You just simply messed up.
I always like it, too, then when he's going after me and you can tell, like, Greg's not in the mode to do it. And Greg will just be like, I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
Maybe don't piss him off for a change. Just throw
Brian,
it out there. Yeah.
Yeah, but now I want to.
Okay.
Like, I'm thinking of tomorrow. Like, okay, he's not in tomorrow, so we'll do the Facebook video. I'm thinking about doing yoga is my gym and just videoing the shirt and then blurring out the yoga is my gym.
Or blur out a couple of the words.
Yeah,
right. Blur out yoga and just have gym.
Or just have it say gym.
What if we all got yoga is a gym is my gym T-shirts and wore them for the next time he's
we
not
should,
here?
We should get yoga is a gym shirts and then wear them while he has yoga is my gym. And we all have wrong T-shirts.
Another company we could promote?
Yeah.
Oh, we went across the street to yoga is our gym. Feeling competition.
What about 6 minute abs?
Yeah, right, exactly.
No.
Oh, boy.
There's Stu. That means it's time to go.
It's time to go.
All right. Well, here's to us not being lazy and maybe getting this podcast to you very quickly, although I'm not confident because now we have editing to do because Mike likes to
curse.
Say things that are libelous and or curse. He did both things.
Yeah, this
today.
Will be up Friday.
Yeah, Friday morning. So you'll have heard our breaking news on the radio, not here on the podcast.
That's
But either way, check out Gio and Jones on the radio Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on CBS Sports Radio, CBSSportsRadio.com, and the Radio.com app. And, of course, all previous versions of this little show right below this one, Play.it, iTunes, all that
right
good
below
stuff right below. For Pete, Mike, I'm Andrew. We'll see you again next week at the after party. Welcome to my
house. Hello, hello, hello. Hi.
We're good to roll.
Okay.